You're on Yung Abuja on ABC Radio Perth.
Active Industry says it is charting a new direction by closing its large-scale industrial work sites it's run since the 1950s. It will affect approximately 90 staff and more than 700 supported employees in metropolitan Perth and in regions Bunbury, Busselton, Kalgoorlie and Geraldton. Active will now refocus its efforts on growing community-based work opportunities in smaller settings like cleaning, maintenance and gardening. This is a big change, says Michael Heath in this release, and we understand it might be unsettling for both active staff and the people we support. Karen Farling joins me. Karen, good afternoon to you.
Hello, Jess. How are you?
Good, thank you, Karen. I understand your daughter Stephanie has worked with Active for a long, long time now.
Yeah,
28
years.
28 years, okay. Where does she work? Which facility?
Osborne Park.
Okay. And what kind of work does she do there, Karen?
Oh, they do mainly filling all the show bags for the Royal Show.
Yeah.
The little bags that go on the Qantas with the knives and forks and things like that.
Okay.
They used to have a contract with Cresta Blinds for fitting some screws and things on their tracks or something.
Stephanie has been going out there for years and years and years.
Yes.
Very important to her, Karen?
Oh, it is. It's very important to me too.
You tell me why, Karen.
Otherwise, what would she do at home on her own all day with nobody to mix with and only just me? I mean, it's very lonely, whereas she goes to work and she's got her friends and things to do and comes home and chats and everything and then does 10-pin bowling on the weekend and sees them at the 10-pin bowling.
Yes.
So you
went to a meeting today?
Yeah. Knew nothing about what was... I was suspicious about it because they told us last week that there was a special meeting and to come. And I didn't know that it was going to close down like that. I thought it might be something else. But they have known for quite some time, I think, apparently, because they said they've lost a lot of money by keeping going, keeping open.
But this is the first time you and your daughter Karen would be made aware that this is going to happen, that the facility is going to close.
Yes. They're going to have an academy or something. I don't know how they're going to run it, but it's supposed to be, so he said, something like a TAFE or something where they'll teach you to do things.
What was the reaction of the people at the meeting today?
Oh, they were all very upset. They were, very upset, anger. Even the young adults that worked there were all, like, devastated. My daughter, she said to me, she said, I didn't want to go to the meeting because it's very sad. And she said, and I won't be able to go to work now. But don't worry, Mum, I'll always have you.
On the Drive program this afternoon, you're listening to Karen Farling. If you've just joined us, Active Industries, disability services provider, and I can only go on the press release that we've been sent today, has announced they're going to be closing their large-scale industrial work sites. And Karen's daughter, Stephanie, has been working at the site in Osborne Park for the last 28 years. They pack show bags during the Royal Show. They pack on-flight toiletry services for Qantas, Bits and Bobs. Those sites are in Bentley, Osborne Park and Rockingham in metropolitan Perth and Bunbury, Busselton, Kalgoorlie and Geraldton regionally. Karen, what do you think is going to happen next, or what do you need to know next?
Well, apparently they're going to have a list of jobs that are put out a list of jobs and you have to apply for them. There won't be work. They said there won't be work for everybody. So, and you apply for these jobs and you might get it or you might not.
Yeah.
But my daughter has an intellectual disability, so she doesn't write properly.
Yes.
So she's not going to be able to apply for jobs. I'm going to have to do it. Then I'm going to have to take her to wherever she gets the job and pick her up afterwards. Whereas now she goes to work on a bus and the bus delivers her home later on in the afternoon.
Yeah, she's had routine in her life for a long time. Do you worry that there might not be another job for her, Karen?
Yeah, I do. And I think, what nurse is she going to do all day, every day? You know, I mean, she does sport on the weekend, 10-pin bowling, yeah. And she can go and do swimming. But she won't have, like, a job, a purposeful job to go to.
Karen, we're going to stay in touch with you, and thank you very much for being in touch with us today.
Jeff Hutchison on ABC Radio Perth and WA.